call to order the Longmont Planning and Zoning Commission April 20, 2022 meeting. Next item is roll call.
Chairman Poland.
Here.
Commissioner Flagg.
Here.
Vice Chairman Goldberg.
Here.
Commissioner Height. Commissioner Lukacs.
Here.
Commissioner Boone.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Anyone wishing to speak during public invited to be heard, which are items 4 and 7, or during any public hearing item, which is item 6A, will need to watch the live stream of the meeting for instructions about how to call in to provide public comment at the appropriate times. Instructions will be given during the meeting and displayed on the screen when it is time to call in to provide comments. Comments are limited to 5 minutes per person, and each speaker will be asked to state their name and address for the record prior to proceeding with their comments. Please remember to mute the live stream when you are called upon to speak. Thank you. Next item is item 3, communications from Planning Director Glenn Van Nemwegen.
Good evening, Planning Commission. I don't have anything at this time.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Sure.
Next item is item number 4, which is public comment. Information is being displayed on the screen for those viewing from home. Please dial 1-888-788-0099. When prompted, enter the meeting ID 897-5823-8624. When we are ready to hear public comment, we will call on you to speak based on the last 3 digits of your phone number. Each speaker must state their name and address for the record and will be allowed 5 minutes to speak. Please remember to mute the live stream when you're called upon to speak. And remember, this is for any items that are not before the commission today, which is item 6A. We will now take a 5 minute break to allow people to dial in. Thank you.
Chairman, we're about 15 seconds out from the 5-minute mark. Currently, there are no callers.
Thank you.
Sure thing. And we've hit the 5-minute mark, so I'm going to drop the slide, and we still have no callers.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. So are we set to go on then?
Sounds like it. Yep.
Okay, thank you. I will go ahead and close the public invited to be heard. Next item is item number 5, approval of the minutes for the March 16th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission. Any questions, comments, or motions? Commissioner Height.
I'll unmute myself this time. Sorry, I was present. I'd move to approve the March 16th, 2022 Planning and Zoning Commission.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion to approve. Commissioner Lukacza.
I second the motion.
We have a motion to approve in a second. Any other discussion? Are we ready for a vote? Jane, let's go ahead and vote.
Chairman Pullen.
Yes.
Commissioner Flagg.
Yes.
Vice Chairman Goldberg.
To abstain.
Commissioner Height.
Aye.
Commissioner Lukacz.
Yes.
Commissioner Boone.
Abstain.
Chairman, that narrowly passes with Commissioners Goldberg and Boone abstaining.
Thank you. Next item is item number 6A, the Brookvanna Institute Conditional Use Site Plan. Senior Planner Jennifer Hewitt-Apperson presenting. At this time, I also would like to disclose, I was not aware of this at all until it showed up on the screen here, but one of the people presenting here, Martin Burke, is a former co-worker of mine at a company called WebRoot from about 3 years ago. It is a different field of business. There's no conflict of interest here. I do not believe there's any partiality, and I can remain objective through this, but I want to go ahead and make note of that.
Great, thank you. Thank you so much, Chairman Pullen and members of the commission. Dallas, would like to get that presentation up. We can get started with this. So as Chairman Pullen mentioned, my name is Jennifer Hewitt-Apperson. I'm a senior planner here in the Planning and Development Department with the City of Longmont. And I am here tonight to present to you a conditional use site plan for the Brookvanna Institute of Massage Therapy. Next slide. This property is located at the intersection of 3rd Avenue and Kaufman Street. It's at the southwest corner of that intersection. It is a locally designated landmark known as the Allen House, and the site is about 1/5 of an acre. It's currently zoned mixed use downtown. Next slide. So this particular use is considered a vocational school, which is classified as a conditional use within the mixed use downtown district. As I mentioned, this is a local landmark called the Allen House. The applicant is not proposing any exterior changes to the building nor to the site. Nothing that would trigger a certificate of appropriateness at this point. So the school itself is currently in operation in the Prospect area, and the applicant is seeking to move it to the downtown area. Once I'm finished with this presentation regarding the process and staff findings, the applicant, Jill Brookvanna, as well as Martin Burke, will be on hand to describe in more detail what this use will entail and give a little bit of history of their operations as well as the qualifications for running such an operation. So, as I mentioned, there are no changes proposed to the site or to the building exterior. This property is located in the General Improvement District, so there is no on-site parking required. That said, there are a few spaces on the site that will be available for use, as well as on-street parking, nearby public parking lots and garages, etc. Next slide. So in terms of community input, a neighborhood meeting was held on March 22nd. Notices were posted via sign as well as mailed notice in a 1,000-foot radius. This was a virtual meeting. There were no call-ins for any with any questions or concerns. The notice of application was also mailed at the same time as the neighborhood meeting on March 3rd. Because this was such a fairly minor use, the planning director determined that it would be appropriate to do some consolidation of the processes so that they could do their notice of application and neighborhood meeting concurrently. In terms of response to the notices, we did receive one email from the owner of the Tangerine restaurant who expressed support for the proposed use as it would generate more foot traffic in the downtown area. And with regard to the public hearing, the notice of public hearing was mailed in a manner consistent with the 14-day requirement, as well as signs posted. And again, no comments were received. Next slide. So staff is recommending approval of this particular conditional use site plan. So that would be PZ Resolution 2022-5A within your packet. Staff finds that the proposed use meets the criteria established in the Land Development Code, section 15.02.055. Specifically, for criteria A, with regard to consistency with the comprehensive plan, the proposed conditional use will promote the continued mixed-use character of the downtown zoning district and continue to promote that downtown character in terms of but being pedestrian friendly and including a mixture of uses within the area. In terms of compliance with applicable city standards, there were no changes proposed to the site or structure. This property currently contains a mixture of professional services and is served by existing utilities and streets. All members of the Development Review Committee found that the proposed use meets all of their criteria for approval. And recommended that we bring it to the Planning and Zoning Commission. In terms of compatibility with surrounding properties, the proposed use is compatible with the surrounding uses, which include offices, retail, commercial, multifamily, and single family uses consistent with the mixed use downtown district. Additionally, as noted, the proposed conditional use will attract daytime users to downtown Longmont, which will contribute to continued downtown revitalization. Additionally, this property is located within the general improvement district, as I noted, which means that no on-site parking is required. Nonetheless, because there are on-site spaces, that would mitigate any additional parking issues. With regard to criteria E regarding riparian areas, this criteria is not applicable as we are not within any riparian areas. And then finally, with regard to the appropriate transportation plan, a multimodal transportation plan was not required for this application given the minimal impacts of the proposed conditional use. Additionally, Kaufman Street is a designated multimodal corridor that will have expanded transit service at some point in the future. And next slide. All right, with that, I'm going to transfer the presentation or transfer the floor over to Jill Bracano, and she will take you through her presentation, and then we'll be able to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you.
Hello, thank you so much for your time this evening. Appreciate you all so much taking a look at the school. Dallas, you can go ahead and start my slideshow whenever you're ready. So I'm just going to get through this really quickly so we don't take up too much of your time. The Bracano Institute has been operating since 2011. This would be our fourth relocation. And we started in Denver. You can go to the next slide. I'll give you a brief history. So I'm the founder and the owner and the academic dean of the school. And I've been running this school for 10 years. And before this, I had another school that I was running in Costa Rica for 7 years. I came back to the Front Range because this is my home. I'm from Boulder and started the school in Capitol Hill in a Victorian mansion. From that point, after 5 years of being there, we moved to lower downtown, just east of Coors Field. And because of the homeless situation there, it was difficult to prosper. And so then I relocated to Prospect, where I've been for the last 5 years. And now that the school has proven to be very sturdy, we've decided that it's time for us to purchase our own building. And we absolutely fell in love with this building. We have already produced 280 amazing massage licensed massage therapists. And we have completed 40 of our programs. We have a 100% success rate on the U.S. National Board Exam, which is impressive, given that the U.S. National average is 69%. So we feel that we're producing some of the best massage therapists in the nation. And we're actually known for this. We've provided over $225,000 in academic scholarships, and we continue to do that. We currently are offering $3,000-$5,000 scholarships to our next class for students from underserved populations. So we can go to the next slide. So I've been a massage therapist since 1990. As I mentioned, I grew up in Boulder, and I've been operating massage school since 2005. I am known as a pioneer and leader in the massage therapy profession, specifically with a mindfulness-based and holistic approach. I've served on the U.S. National Board Exam for Therapeutic Massage and Bodywork as a director, and I was the liaison to the Ethics and Standards Committee at that time. And so because of that, our school is known and expected to be at the highest level of ethics and professionalism. I also serve as an expert witness in cases of misconduct in massage therapy for the state of Colorado. The next slide, please. So we have a prestigious advisory board who advise us when we need some support. I also have a vice principal who is offsite. He is the former president of the American Massage Therapy Association. I have two assistant directors who run the school for me. They're my boots and eyes on the ground when I can't be there. And we have, right now, we have 11 subject matter experts who teach the original curriculum. So our instructors come and go as they are required and needed. We have, our program is about a third science, a third massage therapy and body work, and a third complementary studies, such as entrepreneurship classes, communication, ethics, psychology, and classes like this. I have an executive administrator and an office manager, and then we have other vendors who help support the upkeep of our campus. Next slide, please. We are approved by the U.S. National Board for Therapeutic Massage and Bodywork. Our students are eligible and prepared to pass the board exam for massage therapists. We are a member in good standing with the American Massage Therapy Association, and we are approved and regulated by the Colorado Department of Education Regulatory Schools. We are also, I didn't put that in the slide, that we are also approved by the VA. So we do have veterans that come and can attend our program. And we also are approved by the Colorado workforce. We are a founding member of the Alliance for Massage Therapy Education. Slide, please. And this is what we do. We have intensive 600-hour holistic massage therapy certification programs for small classes of focused students. Our student culture is more mature, professionals mostly between the ages of 25 and 50 who have maybe had a career already and end up deciding that they want a change of career. So that's the majority of our students are coming from that demographic. We also have a student massage therapy clinic where the students are doing their clinical practicum requirements, and we bring the public in under supervision, and we are able to provide very low cost massage therapy for the people of Longmont. We also give senior citizen discounts so that we can see more of the older folks in our community. We also offer continuing education courses. Next slide, please. Maybe that's it. That's everything.
Great. Thank you, Jill.
And thank you.
Chairman Paulin, I'll turn it over to you and members of the commission for any questions or comments that you may have. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Since this is a public hearing item, I will go ahead and open up the public invited to be heard for this item. The information is being displayed on the screen for those viewing from home. Please dial 1-888-788-0099, toll free United States. When prompted, enter the meeting ID 897-5823-8624. When we are ready to hear public comment, we will call on you to speak based on the last three digits of your phone number. Each speaker must state their name and address for the record and will be allowed 5 minutes to speak. Remember to mute the live stream when you are called upon to speak. We will now take a 5 minute break to allow people to call in. Thank you.
Chairman, we're about 10 seconds again away from the 5 minute mark. Currently, there are no callers.
Thank you.
Sure thing. We're over the 5 minute mark, so I'm going to drop the slide. Okay. And yeah, we still have no callers. You're welcome.
Okay, thank you very much. We'll go ahead and close public comment. We'll now open up to the commission for any questions, comments, motions. Commissioner Height?
Sure, I'll start it off. I'm interested in why this came to us. I like it. I don't think it's controversial. It seems to be completely in accordance with, I think, overall what is happening in downtown in Longmont. I mean, I guess I understand technically it's because the use requires a conditional use review. The standard review procedures under 1502.055, I think, have been met. I look further for conditional use standards under 1502.060.C, and I think really what that does is just vest us with authority to impose conditions upon the use, so that it is more in conformity with the surrounding neighborhood. And I don't see that there's any basis upon which there's a necessity to do so. So I'm going to let others wrap on, but I'm going to be in favor of this application. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Height? Commissioner Boone?
Hi. I have a question and a comment, but I actually am very much in favor of this conditional use. But my question is, this is a historic building, and are there any responsibilities of owning a historic building, i.e. you have to let the public in, or you have to have open houses or anything like that, that are required of a historic building that may or may not be compatible with your use? And then, so that's my question. And then my comment is, because of the nature of the students that are coming, it seems like it might be nice to have bicycle parking somehow on site. And I'm wondering if that's something that's even allowed at a historic building. So that's my question and my comment, and I will let somebody else.
Sure. So thank you so much, Commissioner Boone. I can answer the question regarding historic building responsibilities, and I will refer to the applicant on the bicycle parking question. So in terms of historic buildings and the responsibility of owners, the primary responsibility is to ensure that any external modifications or external work that is done on the building is consistent with its historic nature. And essentially, for all locally designated landmarks, which this building is, if the owner were to, or if the applicant were to want to do any exterior modifications short of, you know, freshening up the paint job, they would need to come to planning and development to seek a certificate of appropriateness under our historic preservation ordinance. In terms of the bicycle parking, there's nothing precluding the applicant from having bicycle parking on site. That's something I will let Ms. Bracana discuss.
Hello, thanks again. So there is already a bike rack installed in the front of the building, as well as an ADA compliant ramp and bathroom. And this was very exciting and one of the reasons that the building was so appealing. We are doing our funding through the SBA, and so if all approvals go through, we're securing funding to replace the roof, which is in disrepair, as well as the driveway, and that will be something that we'll have to do right away, and we'll be putting in signage in accordance with the Historic Society and all of the limitations and rules for having signage in the downtown area.
Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Goldberg.
Thank you, Chairman Pullen. Chairman Pullen, what a joy this is to have this kind of project before us. This is really exciting as a resident and as someone who sits on this commission with all these folks, you know, seeing the future of Longmont, you know, build right before us. So, man, I think this is a great project. I'm thrilled it's before us. I applaud the applicant for selecting Longmont and really bringing this kind of experience to our city. I think to echo Commissioner Heights and Commissioner Boone's support, man, I don't have any issues with this application. It's met the review criteria, no issues from the DRC, no concerns from the neighborhood. You know, obviously a celebrated and highly regarded business that I think would fit lovely into our downtown district. So I'm supportive of this and don't have any concerns.
Thank you, Commissioner Goldberg. Any other, Commissioner Lupacci.
Thank you, Chairman Pullen. I also like this project and welcoming this in our downtown. My question is more generic, maybe for the senior planner, Hewitt Apperson. In these cases, specifically in downtown, let's say, would LDDA be involved in these transfer or, you know, purchases of real estate in terms of what happens with the other businesses that are leaving? Is there a movement to keep those businesses in downtown and, you know, generally speaking, like in Longmont, you know, to keep the tax revenue and all that
sure.
in the city?
Sure. That would actually be something up to the LDDA. I'm not aware of any involvement at this point. Obviously, we would love to keep these businesses in downtown. Ms. Bracana can talk a little bit about kind of how their attrition of these uses will work as well, assuming that this use is approved and the purchase goes through, et cetera. You know, LDDA does have some programs that might be beneficial for such businesses, but it would really be up to the businesses on site to really work with LDDA.
To reach out.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, motions? Commissioner Goldberg.
Well, if I don't see any other folks jumping at the opportunity to chat and offer their comments, then I'm inclined to just make a motion, you know, given the feedback from the commission and the presentation brought to us in the city's packet, I'm inclined to move for approval of PZR 2022-5A.
Thank you. We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second? Commissioner Height.
We'll second that motion.
We have a motion, we have a second. Are there any other comments, questions? If not, we will move to a vote. Jane?
Chairman Pullen.
Yay.
Commissioner Flagg.
Yay.
Vice Chairman Goldberg.
Yes.
Commissioner Height.
Aye.
Commissioner Lukacs.
Aye.
Commissioner Boone.
Aye.
Chairman, that passes unanimously 6-0.
Thank you very much, Jane. This item now enters a 7-day appeal period. During this time, any aggrieved party may appeal the commission's decision by submitting a written appeal letter stating why the Planning and Zoning Commission's decision should be amended or reversed by City Council. All appeals must be in writing and must be received in the City Clerk's office and the Planning Office within the 7-day appeal period. The appeal period begins Thursday, April 21st at 8 a.m. and ends Wednesday, April 27th at 5 p.m. Thank you, Ms. Percana. Thank you for the presentation. Thank you, Senior Planner Hewitt Apperson, for your presentation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We're thrilled.
37 minutes.
Okay, that's it for public hearing items. We'll now go to the final call. I will open up final call for public invited to be heard. The information is being displayed on the screen for those viewing from home. Please dial 1-888-788-0099, toll free United States. When prompted, enter the meeting ID 897-5823-8624. When we are ready to hear public comment, we will call on you to speak based on the last three digits of your phone number. Each speaker must state their name and address for the record, and they will be allowed 5 minutes to speak. Please remember to mute the live stream when you are called upon to speak. We will now take a 5 minute break to allow people to call in.
Chair, we are about 15 seconds out from the 5 minute mark. Currently, we have no one calling in.
Thank you very much.
Sure thing. Give it just a few more moments. All right, and we are past the 5 minute mark and still no callers.
Thank you very much. I'll go ahead and close the final call, public invited to be heard. Next item is items from the commission. Anybody have any items? Commissioner Height.
I want to see you all in person sometime soon. I don't know how everybody feels about that, but we should address whether or not and when we might put this live. That was my thought.
Thank you. Planning Director Glenn Van Nimwegen.
To answer that question, actually, I was going to talk about it under me, but we did, you were surveyed by the clerk's office, I think a couple of months ago, and the results of that showed that there's a great majority, six of the commissioners voted in favor of going back in person. One was against and one was for possibly a hybrid situation. So we are moving forward. We're planning on going back in person probably in June. And Jane can jump in here if she'd like, but we have to get caught up on the new equipment. Staff hasn't really used the new equipment yet. And there'll be a little bit of a learning curve, I think, for you, Mr. Chairman, just in how the mics work. But I think showing up early, I think we can get you up to speed on that. So our intent is we'll probably have to do one more meeting in May virtually, but we expect to be back in person in June, barring any unforeseen circumstances. And let's keep our fingers crossed.
Knock on wood. Thank you, Glenn. Any other comments from the commission? Seeing none, I will move to the next item. Items from Council Representative. Councilman Rodriguez is not here today. Items from Planning Director Glenn Van Nimwegen.
Well, only one other thing. We had talked to the Planning Commission earlier about the Council's wish to have you weigh in on future candidates. We thought we were going to be in a really tough time frame and have to have that done by June. The clerk's office decided not to post your opening for this round. And I think because it only goes through to next year. And so we'll have to deal with it in the fall, basically.
Okay.
I think that'll give us an opportunity to kind of look at what some of the other commissions are doing as far as how they're doing the process. I think the best answer is maybe have a interview committee, and that doesn't have to be a public meeting, and then bring the recommendations back to the board for your recommendation to the council. But we've got some time to think about it. So,
okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Seeing there is no other business before us, I'll go ahead and call this meeting to adjournment. Thank you, everyone. Oh, thank you.